start again. From Montana, O'Brien came to Kodiak in the spring of 2003 and again in the summer of 2013 with his partner Aaron Starr of Kodiak and their three kids and nephew. He originally came here to listen to the rocks on Mill Bay Beach that his mom had described and to see the Bering Sea from the point of view of a helicopter and a Coast Guard rescue swimmer. He and his family returned to see family, friends, and live again in a skiers, hikers, surfers, and fishermen's paradise.
So I've been lost, and I've lost things. I lost a lot of money on a Westphalia van, 1982. I bought it online, sight unseen, from Kodiak in Bozeman, Montana. My brother drove it over to Oregon where I met him. Rusted out all the way through the bottom. I lost a lot of money on that. I lost my son in downtown Seattle. Aaron says, "You have one job. Do you have Mulu?" I'm like, "Yes." She says, "Where is he?" And I said, "I had him just a second ago." And then you just hit that panic and terror, and you're looking, and you're running, and you're yelling, and then you find him, and I'm relieved, and I look back, and I get the angry mom eyebrows. And I've been lost. It was 1986. My brother and I were walking home from summer tennis, and it was the 80s. And we hit the candy store, put the tab on Grandma's, and filled their bellies up with candy and walked the rest of the way home. And we get home, and Dad says, "We're going to the World Expo and Fair in British Columbia." And we're like, "Woohoo, let's go." So we load up in the gold limited edition Aerostar van. Whole family, we do everything together, right? We got our colors done together. We all wore teal and purple. And we get in the van, Mom, Dad, and my brother and I, and we head east, or excuse me, west, to Seattle from Montana. And our mom was a Seattleite, and we loved going to Seattle. It was the big city, so we'd hit it. We'd go to the Space Needle and Old World Expo Fair icon, and we'd go to Ivers and have an oyster shooter with Dad. And then my cute little tiny mom would have to hit Nordstrom's, right? So we hit Nordstrom's, and we get a purple or lavender suit for my dad for work. And Tyler and I walk out of there with some sweet-ass corduroy pants. So we've done our Seattle things, and we head north to British Columbia and to the Expo. And China and Russia and Cuba and the United States all show exhibits there for the first and last time. IMAX 3D for the first time. And to say the least, we had a great time. We were exhausted by the end of the day, and we hit the van again. And Dad and Mom start driving north, and Tyler and I are sacked out in the back. And I wake up, and I'm in the middle of a gravel parking lot. And it's dark, and I have no shoes on. I'm in my colors. And the first thing that pops into my mind is I've fallen out of the car. My parents don't know it. They're still driving somewhere without me. And I'm going to stay put because they are coming back. But how are they going to figure out? They've got to figure out that they've lost me at some point. I mean, at some point they got to step back and say, "Where's Obi?" And so I freeze. And I'm standing in this parking lot barefoot. And I watch cars zipping down the highway, down 400 yards down that giant gravel parking lot. And there goes a car, and there goes a car. And I'm just thinking, somebody's going to come in. And a car comes in. And I'm thinking, that's them, they're coming to get me. And, you know, the lights kind of pan past me as it's kind of headed in my direction, and I go moving towards it. And then it pans past me again, and it moves right, and it parks in front of these buildings in front of me, about 100 yards in front of me. And the lights go off, and the engine goes off, and nobody gets out of the car. And then I freeze, and I'm like, now I'm terrified, now I'm crying, and you're doing that. You know, that kind of crying. I mean, like the crying, you know. And I thought, I need a human being. I need a human to help me. And I know there's a human in that car. So I walk right up to that car. And then I think, stranger danger. And I walk right past that car. And I walk right up to that building. And it says, beware of dog on the picket fence, you know. But there's a porch light up there. I mean, there's got to be a human in there that can help me. So I'm looking, beware of dog, stranger danger. Beware of dog, stranger danger, stranger danger. So I walk right over that car, and I just rap on that window. And he rolls down his window. This is the 80s. We didn't have power. Yeah. And he comes up from his reclined seat and he says, "What do you want, kid?" And I said, huffing and still crying, "I can't find my parents. I fell out of my car and they don't know where I am and I need some help." And he says, "Go up and ask the people upstairs." And he rolls that window right back up. And I'm looking at this window. So I go to the beware of dog sign. He told me to. I go and I creak through that and the dog doesn't come. All right, so I walk up the stairs up to the porch light and I have to push through another one that says beware of dog. And that dog doesn't come. So I go up to that screen door and just rattle right on that screen door. And then I rat on it again, and then I just... And a light turns on, and I hear footsteps, and then the door opens, and this sweet lady, short gray hair, pear-shaped, you know, and I'm 12, so we're at eye level, and she says, "Honey, what are you doing?" And I tell her my whole story. She says, "Wait right there." And then I smell the smells, you know? Like grandma smells boiled meat, little dogs, shag carpet, and I'm like, and then she reappears, and it's this grandpa. I mean, it's like bald, taller than she is, low voice. And he says, "Son, we're gonna help you." And so here I go, grandma and grandpa, and we go back down the stairs, and we get into the Ford pickup truck. You know, bench seat, and I sit right in between grandma and grandpa. And we start driving around, we drive past these buildings, and no lights on, and then a tent. And another tent, and they say, "You know, what's your car look like?" "Gold Aerostar, limited edition." "And what's your tent look like?" "I don't know anything about a tent." And drive by more tents, and minutes go by, and I'm like, "There they are! They're my parents!" And I jump right out and I say thank you to grandma and grandpa, and I wave, and it's still dark, and bam, there's mom, and there's the empty sleeping bag, and there's my brother, and there's my dad, and we're boxed in, right? We're safe. We couldn't have gone anywhere. And I just jump right back into my sleeping bag, and I'm out. And I wake up in the morning, it's daylight, and we're all laying there, you know, we slept under the stars, and I said, "Mom, Dad, Tyler, you're never going to believe what happened to me last night." And they didn't.